KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have fog, and it's 33 degrees. We do look for the fog this morning and partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high around 52. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Visibility this morning is around 0.3 mile in the immediate listening area. In the news, Vice President Mike Pence surveyed flood damage in Iowa and Nebraska yesterday, and Pence used the word crisis to describe the situation.
To all the families that have seen their homes flooded, seen livestock lost, who have their lives, their communities upset by these extraordinary floods and severe weather, our message is this: we're with you, and the American people are going to stand with people across Nebraska, across Iowa, across all of the 8 states that have been impacted by this severe weather and this flooding.
Pence stopped to pray with a small group of flood victims at a shelter in Omaha. He thanked Midwesterners for their resolve and for helping their neighbors in need. He also flew over the flood zone. The governors of Iowa and Nebraska have asked President Trump to declare a national emergency in both states.
At the president's direction, we will expedite that request to make sure that the families and communities that have been impacted have access to the federal resources and support that is designed for exactly times like these.
The governor of Nebraska told Pence his state was facing an epic disaster. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds used the word catastrophic to describe the flood damage in western Iowa.
We're going to stand with you. We're going to make sure that the federal resources are available for these families, these communities, and your states to rebuild bigger and better than ever before.
Every Missouri River levee from Council Bluffs to the Missouri River has been compromised by flooding, and rebuilding that system will take billions. Tuesday morning, the water treatment plant in Glenwood was shut down after it was inundated by floodwaters. Officials say 300,000 gallons of water will be hauled each day to Glenwood from Shenandoah and Red Oak. In Hamburg, residents have to drink bottled water because their water treatment plant there was compromised by flooding as well. Mills County Emergency Management officials said Tuesday that the Glenwood Municipal Utilities, or GMU, had issued a boil order until further notice. The order is in response to an electrical outage at the Glenwood Water Treatment Facility. GMU says it will be adding water to their system to assure ongoing availability for customers. In the meantime, though, water meant for consumption should be boiled first and then cooled. The water is safe to use for bathing and household activities. Officials stress that conservation of water is still required, and drinking water is available at no cost and can be picked up at the Glenwood City Hall. A firearms dealer in Cass County is looking to help out flood victims of southwest Iowa by collecting flood relief items. Bryce McCunn with McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina said on his social media page that it's hard to sit back and watch what's happening in southwest Iowa and Nebraska right now with all the flooding. In Messina and the surrounding areas, he said, we've been fortunate in the last week compared to many. Many families are losing everything they have. Businesses are a total loss and lives are being lost. He told KJAN News that a relief coordinator in Hamburg informed him of what's needed most.
She suggested paper products for eating meals. Hygiene products were another thing that she brought up. And, they still need some water, too, since the city of Hamburg pretty much been cut off, it sounds like.
McGunn said cleaning products are going to be needed for the recovery effort as well.
She mentioned bleach, gloves, whatever you can do there, too.
The Hamburg Elementary School is the site where all the donations from various collection efforts will be assembled and dispersed to those in need. Bryce said they would bring a trailer full of those supplies to the Hamburg collection point next Monday, March 25th.
I told her, I said, if we can come sooner, we sure will. It depends on how much stuff we get to. If we need to make 2 or 3 runs down there, we absolutely will. But right now the plan is to go down, I think, Monday morning and start dropping some stuff off.
Now, monetary donations are welcome also, but Bryce said what they really need are the supplies. He said they'll be taking donations through at least Sunday at McCunn Specialty Firearms. They're located east of Messina near the intersection of Highways 148 and 92. You can drop off your donations at the store from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day through Sunday. If you have any questions, give Bryce a call at 712-779-0694. Officials of the Missouri Department of Transportation said Tuesday that the Interstate 29 closure had been extended further south to the U.S. 71 intersection north of St. Joseph, Missouri, due to flooding. Previously, I-29 had been closed to Rockport, Missouri. Interstate closures include I-680 in both directions between the Nebraska border and Interstate 29 near Crescent, including the Moran Bridge. The north portion of I-680 between I-80 and 29 remains open, however, for northbound traffic. I-29 in both directions between the Interstate 680 interchange near Loveland and North 25th Street in Council Bluffs is closed. Northbound I-29 between U.S. 71 in Missouri and Iowa Highways 92 and U.S. Highway 275 interchange in Council Bluffs is closed. The I-29 U.S. 34 U.S. 275 interchange near Pacific Junction has been closed. Southbound I-29 between the I-80 interchange in Iowa near Cedar, Council Bluffs and U.S. 71 in Missouri, as we mentioned, that is closed as well. Local traffic is urged to check 511ia.org for current flood-related closures and detour routes. Interstate 29 travelers are being detoured using the following routes. Northbound I-29 is being detoured at I-35 in Kansas City, Missouri, where travelers will continue on to northbound I-35 into Iowa. From Des Moines, travelers will drive west on I-80 and continue on to I-680 and connect back with northbound Interstate 29. Southbound I-29 traffic is being detoured at Loveland onto eastbound I-680, where travelers will continue to I-80 in Des Moines. And then from there, they'll head south on 35 into Missouri, where you can connect with I-29 in Kansas City. Should be aware that westbound I-680 on the detour route in Iowa is reduced to one lane due to damage from previous floodwaters. And Southwest Iowa farmer Jeff Jorgensen looks out over 750 acres of cropland submerged beneath the swollen Missouri River, and he knows he probably won't plant this year. But that's not his biggest worry. He and other family farmers, that is, have worked until midnight for days to move grain, equipment, and fuel barrels away from the floodwaters fed by the heavy rain and snowmelt. The rising water that has damaged hundreds of homes and blamed for three deaths also has taken a heavy toll on agriculture, inundating thousands of acres, threatening stockpiled grain, and killing livestock. In Fremont County alone, Jorgensen estimates more than 500,000 bushels of corn and nearly 500,000 bushels of soybeans have been lost after the water overwhelmed grain bins before they could be emptied of last year's crop. His calculation using local grain prices puts the financial loss at more than $7 million in grain alone. That's for about 28 farmers in his immediate area, he said. Once it's deposited in bins, grain is not insured, so it's just lost money. This year, farmers have stored much more grain than normal because of a large crop last year and fewer markets in which to sell soybeans because of a trade dispute with China. Jorgensen, who's 43 and has farmed since 1998, reached out to friends last Saturday, and they helped him move his grain bins out to an elevator. Had they not acted, he would have lost $135,000. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.